We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We learned on yesterday's blat the idea of Mesira L'Shluchei Abal or Mesira L'Bal, that if you give over, the father gives over his daughter to the Baal, it's a type of a chuppah, it's almost a chuppah. And we said even a bigger chiddush, the Gemara says in the bottom of the Amud, that Masa Av L'Shluchei Abal V'Zinsa, the loch is, it's like an Eishes Ish regarding Chenek. Regarding she's mezana, she doesn't get skila. Usually, a naira besula that's murasa, that has a kedushin before nesuin, she will get skila. But in this case, where there's mesira lebal or mesira stuche abal, the loch is that she will get chenek because she's considered nesua regarding the chi of misa. So Gemara declares like this: it's not a kasha. Gemara has a question. Ema heched hadra lebein nasha hadra lemilsa kamaisa. What happens if at the end of the day, she doesn't end up getting married to this person, doesn't end up doing a chuppah, and she comes back after the Mesira, she returns back to her father's house. What's the halacha? Is it now that she's back in the Beis Avia, and then there'll be a chi of skila, because the whole limud that Mesira is chenek is, from the pasuk, Lizna is Beis Avia, that the only time it's skila is when she's been Beis Avia, and when after you give her over to the Baal, you're not Beis Avia anymore. But now that she returned back to Beis Avia, maybe or it's like any other nesua. If someone gets married, once she's a nesua, she leaves the shozav. So maybe here also, once she left the shozav. That's the question of the Gemara. Amar Rava, who kvar pasko tana ber Yishmael? This child already was taken care of by the tana ber Yishmael. The tana, we learned in the Braisa, the ber Yishmael, the Beis Meres for Rav Yishmael. It says that the pasuk in regards to nedarim, v'neida amano v'grusha kolash osho anafsha yakum aleha. The pasuk says here that Amana Grusha makes a neder, whatever she does, it's a neder, and there's no one can be made for the neder. And what's the chiddush? We're talking about an asua here, because if Taka, she just becomes a Amana or Grusha, she loses her husband for Marusha, she Taka goes back to the father's Rishos. So here we're talking about someone did an asua, so she left the father's Rishos. And if she's married already and her husband's not alive anymore, so who should do the hafara? The husband's not alive anymore. We learned in the pasuk, when base isha nadara, then isha yifrenu. If she makes a neder while she's married, then her husband can be made for the neder. But here, her husband's not alive. So what's this pasuk adding on that we don't know already? We know that after she gets married, she goes into the husband's rishos, and before she gets married, she's in the father's rishos. But after she gets married and she loses her husband, so what's the chiddush? V'aloy mutzis v'chal av, mutzis v'chal abal. Elo, zok de gemara, zok tonem rabbi shmol. The chiddush is, reish v'mosa av v'shluchei abal, or reish v'mosa shluchei av v'shluchei abal. If the father gave her over to the shluchim of the Baal, to the messengers of the Baal, or gave her over to the Baal himself, v'nis armol v'derech on his karasha, and she lost her husband, her future husband, on the way, or she got divorced, heich ani kareba, beis avir shozu, beis bayal shozu, eloy malach, so here, what's the halacha of the case? Is she called, is it based on via or based by law? Zok the pasuk, neda amana of Grusha kolash, also anaf shiyokum aleha, that the halacha is that she is her own, she's in charge of her own nedarim, and now she's not Rishos Av anymore, once there was a Mesira, l'shluchei abal, or to the Baal. So that's your pashtus over here, that's your pshitus. That the question was, what happens if she returns home? No, the halacha is just like by an asur returns home. It's too late already. She left the father's rishus. Here also, from the Mesira already, she left the father's rishus. The Pei Yeshua brings up a question over here. It's mashma over here from this whole Gemara that we just learned, that legavi afaros adarim, she's rishus abal already after the Mesira. And the question is, that Rashi is mefarish, the sheet of Shmuel before, on yesterday's daf, Shmuel says that Mesira only works for Yerusha, not for Truma. And Rashi spoke out that it also does not work for Nadarim either. Taisus argued in Rashi, but Rashi said, Delafish Shmuel, it says, I'll read the Rashi before, it says, Avala Truma, Avala Faros Derash, Leiba Shutvis, Umutzi Asa, Deinam Shem Eva, you don't get. So here's this Gemara's Mashma, that from Mesira already, he leaves the Faros Rashos, it goes into the Baal's Rashos. Evet Ibn Yeshua, no. By the Mesira, she's in limbo. She's not in her father's Rashos anymore, but she's not in the Baal's Rashos either for him to be made for Neda. Neither one can be made for Neda at this point. That's what he wants to learn. That she's Rashi according to Shmuel. Zog to Maravai, the Amra Papa. Af Anaram Tina, bring a raya to the memra we had yesterday's daf from in the Brisa over there. Rabbi Ami said that, the Brisa and Rabbi Ami said there, the Mosa Av, Vestuche Abal, Vizinza Reza Bechenek, that after Mesira Labal, the loch is, she doesn't get skilo, she gets chenek. So he's bringing a raya from a Mishnah, from our Mishnah. Amar Papa Afanan Tanina. It says in a Mishnah. Habal Naira Hamarasa. This is not our Mishnah. This Mishnah is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, I think. Habal Naira Hamarasa. Ine Chayiv Achetehei Naira Besula Moirasa. Behibe Beis Avia. We learned in this Mishnah in Masechtas Sanhedrin that someone who's bought Naira Rasa, so you're not Chayiv Skilo Achetehei Naira. She has to be a Naira Besula. Moirasa, and she has to have an erisin. She has to be a basula, a naira, and she has to be after erisin. But he beveis avia, and she's also in the father's house. So bishlam and naira, we understand we're telling us a naira. She has to be between 12 and 12 and a half. Loibe garis, not after 12 and a half. Basula, beloy bula. She's a basula, not a bula. Moirasa, beloy nesua. She has to be erisin, not nesua. But what's beveis avia teaching us? Lamuti mai. My love, lamuti masav v'shuchi abal. That another requirement is that it can't be that the father gave her over. She has to be beveis avia. So these are four requirements that in order to get skila has to be a naira, murasa, a basula, and beveis avia, which means there was no masira about. Another raya. Amar Nachum Yitzchak Amar Tanina. Vigin another raya. It says also in Sanhedrin. It says habal eishes ish. Someone who's mazana with eishes ish chas v'shalom. Kim shenichnesu shos baal nesuin af pish lo nivalo. Once she goes into the shos habal for nesuin, even though there was no bia, habal lareiz v'chenek. Loch is that it's chenek. Nichnesu l'shos habal baal mashma mina. It's mashma. You don't actually need a chuppah. It's enough for nichnesu l'shos habal. Like Rashi speaks out. Don't say going into a chuppah, and therefore it's not a riot that Mesira alone changes the Chiyav Misa from Skila to Chenek even before she becomes a full-fledged Nesua, but Mesira alone is not already Lizzie's Beis Havia, and the Loch is she gets Chenek. Zogt Nenu Mishnah, Mishnah Vaita. Ha'av Eina Chayiv Mezoinis Bita. A father is not Chayiv to give Mezoinis to his daughter. That means, even though we learned already before that Maisiya there go to the father, the Maisiya there go to the father, and we learn from a pasuk like that. But Mezoinus doesn't have to give. Now, the Achorinim of Yeshua speaks out, it brings it back to the Mora Daf Mem Gimel, that of course she could use her Maisiya there for a Mezoinus, and only after that it goes to the rest of the Maisiya there go to the father. The father's not supporting her with Mezoinus, so of course she could use her whole Maisiya there for that, it doesn't go to the father. So I'm a chuyav to start collecting on the streets. Balk upon him, there's no din, no chiyav mezoinus to the father. Another point to point out is that the Gemara all over is mashma that the derech was the father gave mezoinus. But lemaisal chiyav, there's no chiyav for the father to give mezoinus to his daughter. Zem medrash, and we'll see more about this on the base about the takanas usha. Zem medrash doros Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah al pnei chachamim mekarem biyavne. This is the drasha of Elazar ben Azariah said in front of the chachamim in Karen biyavne. That's where the Chacham was sitting in the rows like a kerem, like a vineyard. And this drasha of Elazar ben Azariah said on the day it became Nasi, like we know it became Nasi very young. So drasha of Elazar ben Azariah, the Chacham, the kerem v'yavna, habonim yirshu v'abonis nizayinu. We find two takanas that are written in the ksuba. It's called Tanai ksuba. What are these two things? One is something called the ksuba of benin dichrin, which means like this. That if a man is married to a woman and she has children and the lady dies and the husband remarries. Now when the lady dies, so the father did not have to give the husband did not have to give a ksuba because she's dead. But then the husband remarried and had more children. Now when the husband dies, they're going to split all the children, all the boys are going to split the yerusha of the father. But the halacha is you first deduct the ksuba of the first isha, whatever that ksuba is, it goes to her children, her sons, and then the rest is split evenly between all the sons. That means whatever belonged to her as a ksuba goes off first, and it goes dafka to her sons. And the ksuba reads on this: Benin dichrin di havli chiminoi, the sons that I have from you, inun yaras and kesef ksubasra, they will be yirish. The kesef ksuba yesa al chukayim de machayim, more than the chelek with the brothers. That's what it says in the shtar. Another thing says in the ksuba, it says that after a father dies, the daughters will get mezoinus from the estate until either they become begeres or until they get married. They get mezoinus from the estate, even though usually he's not chayiv to give mezoinus, but after he dies, his estate's chayiv mezoinus. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah made a drasha that we have two takanas. We have habonim yirshu, the bonim get yerusha, the yerusha of benin dichrin, And Vabonis is Zainu, and the Bonis get Mizainus after Misa. Maha Bonim in Yerush Malacha Misa. So Bonim is only after Misa, Misa Saab. Afa Bonis in Mizainus, Alacha Misaab. Same thing when it comes to Bonis, Ein Nizainus, Ela Laachar, Misa Zavim. The Mizainus only is after the Misa of their father. So this is the drasha that we make over here, that the Mizainus only happens after the father dies, but while the father's alive, there's no Chiyav Mizainus. Zog to Gemara Vaita. It sounds like the father is not chayiv in the mezainis of a daughter. But for the son's mezainis, the boys, it sounds like the father is mechayiv. So another diak is it's only not a chayiv to give in a chayiv mezainis. I don't say in a mitzvah, in a mechayiv. That's mashma that there's no chayiv, but there is a mitzvah. So it comes out, the way our Mishnah is meduyik, it sounds like, there's a chiyuv mezainus to the sons, and there's a mitzvah to the daughter. And the Gemara has a kasha, money, mastisim, loy rab meir, that our Mishnah is not like our meir, v'loy rab Yehuda, v'loy rab Yechon Breka. It's not like the three Tanayim found the next Braisa. It's not like our meir, or rab Yehuda, or Yechon Breka. It's time, look to the Braisa. Mitzvah lozun es abonis. There's a mitzvah to give mezainus to your daughters, kavachem alabonim, and for sure it's a mitzvah to the sons, the ask of Torah, they learn Torah. For sure you have to give them Mizainus. Divrei Rameya. That's what Rameya says. Rehuda says the opposite. We're doing a mitzvah, laws, and a sabonim. It's a mitzvah to give Mizainus to the sons. V'kavachayim v'labonis. And of course, for the bonus is a mitzvah. Mishum Zelusa, it's embarrassing for them to go collect. Which mitzvah are we talking about? So the Mepharshim learned that the mitzvah is because the mitzvah of tzedakah. And by the mitzvah of tzedakah, it says the pasuk Yishaya, umibsarcha loy tisalom. Your kravim go first when it comes to tzedakah. The tzedakah starts at home. And therefore, there's a mitzvah, even though chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to support your children as tzedakah. And Rav Kivayga asked that L'chayru, what's the difference between Rameir and Rav Yehuda? Both Rameir and Rav Yehuda, both holds a mitzvah. The shaila is, if it's a mitzvah, lozun zabonim, it's kavachayim lebonim, because the oisik v'tayra, or it's a mitzvah, lozun zabonim, kavachayim lebonim, which is lusa. What's the difference? They're both, bottom line, they're both a mitzvah. So what's the nafkamina and the machlaikas? So Dr. Kivayga, the machlaikas is, if you only have enough money for one of them. So according to Rameir, which is the ikr, is the bonim, they get the mitzvah first, because the oisik v'tayra. According to Rav Yehuda, al zelusa, the bonim get first. Now, Rav Yechon Breka holds time in a mitzvah. After the father dies, then it's a chayva to give the bonus, mezainus. Avachay aviyim elu veelin mezainim, but avachay aviyim neither one gets mezainus. So that is the three tanoim found in this brisa. So Mar the kasha, money mastisim, ira meyer ha'amah bonim mitzvah. If you want to say Amish Rameyer, Rameyer said the bonim is a mitzvah, and Amish is mashma. That dafka bitoy ain't a chayiv, a benoy is chayiv. Irab Yehuda, also a reader of Shash's Gersa, ha'aman nami bana mitzvah. Yosef holds bana is only a mitzvah, and amish mashma is chayiv. The Irab Yechim Rebreiko, I feel mitzvah nami like there's no mitzvah, and it's mashma in our mishnah that bitoy ain't a chayiv, but benoy is chayiv, and a bitoy has a mitzvah. And Yechim holds both of them, not a mitzvah. So who is our mishnah like? A mishnah doesn't stim with anyone. A mishnah is not like any tana. So Gemara is going to say that it could be, we could zez on our mishnah, any of the three tanaim. The chiddush of the diak, the mitzvah is a mitzvah by a bitay. Why? Because you would think that since she doesn't learn Torah, there's no mitzvah. Kamash one, even by bitay is a mitzvah. The boy same review don't say the opposite. Welcome. Having a chayav is a bitay. The kolshkein lebenoy not chayav for benoy either. Ha mitzvah benoy ikah. The kavachayim lebonos. So why did it say bita? Why don't it bita? Like Mashlon, that fill of bita chayv aleka tells bita not chayv. You think as zilusa should be chayv mezonos? Kamashlon not chayv. The boy is saying Yechim Rebreik. He says Yechim Rebreik. Welcome. In a chayv mezonos bita, you void don't blame. Not chayv mezonos bita or benoy. Void don't fill of mitzvah nami aleka. No mitzvah at all. The idea the bonos la acham misses a vim chayv. But since bonos acham misses a chayv, therefore use also in a chayv. Tanami in a chayv. The whole deek was says in a chayv. It's mashlon a mitzvah. The reason why I said in a chayiv is because Contrast the halacha of after misavim, where there's a chiyuv, there it says ein chayiv, but avad there's no mitzvah even. So therefore, because that's a mishnah, either one of the shittas, either a meir, reader, and breaker. It might be paskin like a meir Rabbi Yehuda that the halacha is that it's a mitzvah for both to support your boys and to support the girls. It is a mitzvah. That's a paskin, but like upon him, that is a three shittas, and that's what our mishnah is. Our mishnah stems of all them. We're saying because that's our mishnah of all them that there's no chiyuv, benoy and bitoy. There's no chiyuv, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a mitzvah to support them.